This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Mate, there's something magical about Book Week. And it's even better getting to know the minds of the authors behind all these really fantastic books. Mm. Jacqueline Harvey is the author of the wildly popular Alice Miranda series. She sold over 1 million copies in Australia alone. And I can't believe it, Sammy. We've got her on the show right now. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning.
Jacqueline, what books first inspired you to become an author?
Well, it wasn't just one book because I was a really very keen reader as a child. So I had lots of favourites, but I suppose there was, there's a few standouts. Heidi, for me, was a huge favourite. I loved the whole idea of the Swiss Alps and just Switzerland in general. The setting, I think, really captured my heart. I was also mad for Black Beauty because I was a bit horse crazy as a kid and loved to ride. I loved The Famous Five and The Secret Seven. But I think for me, the thing that really solidified the idea that I wanted to be a writer was reading books aloud to my classes. So I was a teacher for a long time before I became a full-time author. And, reading books like Hating Alice and Ashley, Bridge to Terabithia, Matilda, The Twits, basically anything by Roald Dahl because he's the master of the read aloud, that really made me want to, try to write stories for more than just my own kids in the class, so for a wider audience, if you like.
If you could dress up as any book character, who would you be?
Well, an easy one for me would be Miss Honey from Matilda because, as I said, I was a teacher for a long time and I like to think that my ex-students would consider me more of a Miss Honey character, a very kind and caring sort of teacher, rather than the Trunchbull. Though I think the Trunchbull would be really fun to dress up as too because you get to sort of be completely different, I would hope, to my usual ways.
I'm sure it would be different. I'm definitely getting Miss Honey vibes, not Trunchbull. But Jacqueline, finally, if we were to become characters in your book, who do you think we'd be?
Well, I write a series. I'm writing a series at the moment called Kenzie and Max, which is a spy series. And Kenzie and Max are 11-year-old twins. When we first meet them, they're 11. And I think, Sam, you should be Max for a few reasons. You both wear glasses, so that's sort of an easy transition there. But Kenzie's a bit of a feisty girl, and I believe that you do a really good job of keeping Duncan in check on the show. So I think Max, who's very cool, calm, clear-headed, you would make a really great Max. And Duncan, I've read that you really love jiu-jitsu, and so perhaps you could be Fitz, who is he's actually Kenzie and Max's Manny, which is like a nanny but a man. And he's also a super skilled secret agent. And he's, given that you've got two kids, you're good with kid wrangling, so I absolutely think that you could be Fitz. That's a pretty perfect role.
You have hit the nail on the head. Wow, that's amazing, Jacqueline. It's been so great to get to know a little more about you this morning. And for more of Jacqueline's work, and there's a lot of it, you can head to our website, jacquelineharvey.com.au. Thanks so much for chatting, Jacqueline, and happy Book Week to you.
Thanks for having me, and happy Book Week right back.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.